in the Williams Center Gallery of the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus is a fantastic selection of the possibilities in contemporary origami. Crease, fold, and bend, on view now through October 27th. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Crease, fold, and bend presents a cross-section of contemporary paper structures where science and math meet art between the folds. Moving beyond the traditional Japanese art form, contemporary mathematicians, architects, engineers, designers, and artists are revolutionizing origami. Artists and fashion designers are using the mathematical forms as an approach to designing books, garments, and art installations. The origami cranes of the past have emerged into kayaks, shelters, safety devices, and other ingenious products. Professor of mathematics at Lafayette College and committed origamist since an early age, Ethan Burkhove.
I've been a folder for most of my life. I started folding when I was somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 years old. For many, many years, what I liked about origami was just the fact that I could make these beautiful figures. As I started to get more and more interested in mathematics, I was wondering, sort of in the back of my head, is there some connection between the origami and the mathematics? I was at a math conference, bumped into Tom Hull, who is one of the big movers and shakers in origami mathematics. And he was folding something I'd never seen before. I sat down to talk with him. Through that conversation, I realized there was all sorts of mathematics related to origami that I didn't know about at all. From that point on, what had before just been my hobby actually had something to do with what it is that I do for my job. 7 or 8 years ago, I went to one of the large origami conventions and had a chance to see even more of what was happening. And I had a chance to meet some of the people who did a lot of the mathematics and origami, including Robert Lang. A little bit over a year ago, a former student contacted me about the fact that Robert Lang was going to be in Pennsylvania. This happened to be right around the time that there was a retreat for faculty. We were talking about ways to incorporate arts into the curriculum. Origami seemed like a good way to do that. The original project actually began around bringing Robert Lang to campus for a week. Robert Lang is one of the big name paper folders. The curator at Lafayette College, Michiko Kaya, had also been interested in origami, so she wanted to put together an exhibit on campus. As we talked, the entire set of programming got larger and larger and larger, and so now we have a couple of keynote speakers, and we have some visiting artists, a large folding project, and a documentary film showing. It's gone from 1 week to something that's 2 to 3 months, basically the entire semester.
It's just fascinating that I knew that, you know, the basics, fold something up, something pops out of it, and most everybody knows the crane because they've had applications in so many things, but I couldn't have fathomed the amazing sophistication. It just suddenly clicked last night that, yeah, this hard science, math, it's not art, but it's been brought into the service of this ancient art. Whenever somebody made that math art bridge in this particular field, it must have made a quantum jump in application, and from what it looks like, the sky's the limit as to what you can fold.
What's amazing to me is exactly what people can do with folding. As you look around, people think about the water bomb or the crane, but people are making birds that have feathers. People are building dragons with scales and fish with scales, so there's this incredible amount of detail. But I think you're right about the way that the art and the math have informed each other. You know, you might look at a piece of paper and realize, oh, I'm folding this in half. There are clearly angles, and I'm doing things to edges and so forth. But when people sat down to figure out, how am I going to make these really complicated shapes, they needed to figure out, where am I going to pull flaps out of a piece of paper to make these interesting things? And that comes down to trying to figure out where things lie on a piece of paper. And so Robert Lang and others were the folks who put this into the mathematical framework. And once you've got the mathematical framework, well, you can make these beautiful figures, but you can also do all sorts of other things. There are plenty of things that are folded in this world, like airbags or anything that you want to send into space, heart stents. So the issue about trying to find ways to fold these to do the job that they need to do comes down to understanding some of the mathematics behind it. So this is a situation where the mathematics informs the art and the art informs the mathematics. I mean, folding is around us all over the place. We use it all the time. Whenever we need to take something and change its form into something else to move it or transform it, we're doing folding. Something like origami can say lots of things about stuff that happens all around us all the time. If you look at a standard piece of paper, most of the time, if you want to build a fold, you have to make a tight crease, and it'll only keep the fold if you have a tight crease. But if you use different types of paper, or if you use a type of paper that you can wet and then will dry, people can actually introduce curves into their forms. So when you look at beautiful things like this family of deer that we have here, or the horse that you're referring to, you can fold these things flat, but people look at this and say, well, this looks a lot like a deer, but it's really, really flat. It's only after you've added some of the three-dimensionality to it that you really get a stronger sense about how natural these things look. But to do that, you need to work with the paper. So you'll get these really beautiful organic shapes that come out.
Professor of Mathematics and origamist Ethan Burkhove, Crease, Fold, and Bend is on view in the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus. There's a reception for the artists on October 7th, as well as a lecture by Eric and Martin Demain, two of the exhibiting artists. There'll also be an artist talk the following day, October 8th at 12:15, and at the end of the exhibition, there'll be a paper airplane competition. For more information, 610-330-5361. More information also available at galleries.lafayette.edu. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.